it's something you have to learn to live with. I think they are still and always have been Britain's number one pest. Whatever you do, you just don't seem to be able to ever get rid of them.
What good do they do? Let's first of all establish that.
Absolutely not one single iota of good as far as they're all God's creatures, but really slugs and snails, I think perhaps they could have possibly been left off the list. They provide food for song thrushes and hedgehogs, it's part of the food chain. But really, apart from that, as far as gardeners are concerned, I think there's just not a good word to be said about them. We all hate them.
How do they differentiate the sort of things that they do eat and they don't eat? Because some plants are particularly vulnerable. There are others they steer clear of. Is it purely taste, do you suppose?
Yes, it is. Presumably the texture of the leaf surface has a lot to do with it. And if a plant's able to protect itself with spines and or extra hairy leaves, it might be more difficult for them to feast on. But they do seem to go specifically for young emerging foliage of succulent things like dahlias, young sunflower seeds, and of course hostas. And what they've been doing to, I couldn't understand why all my clematis were wilting. I thought we'd got the disease clematis wilt, and then discovered that they've actually been stripping the bark. I caught one at it, stripping the young, fresh bark off the clematis stem. And of course, it's like ring barking a tree. Once that's happened, it just keels over.
So what do you do about it? Because, of course, we all know that you can buy these proprietary things which will kill them, but we worry ourselves to death about thrushes, which you've already mentioned, eating them. What do you do?
Well, I rail and shout at my wife and sort of hurl things about the garden, but I do use blue metaldehyde slug pellets, but very, very much in moderation, mainly in the greenhouse. I feel that, you know, the birds are, nothing is coming into the greenhouse. Mm. I feel safe to use them in there. In the garden, on very young dahlias and things, I just put a few round, but it's essential if you do that, I think, to go very early in the morning, each morning, and gather up the bodies, because they feed almost exclusively overnight. So if you gather up any dead bodies in the morning, then no thrush or blackbird is going to pick them up. But it's not something I like doing. I've tried coffee grounds. The copper strips just look ugly or blow off, or I haven't actually seen a snail crawling over them, but so no doubt they do work, but they're very difficult to set out. Growing things like hostas in pots, which are then stood on sharp-edged gravel, grit, or you can get broken cockle shells, which make quite a good mulch, or that you stand the pot on, and they tend not to cross those. But this is really almost, you know, like crying in the sea. There's such a mass of them. You've just got to live with them, I think.
I mean, we have these various suggestions like putting grit all around. Well, you can't put grit around every plant, no, and they have ability to cross over from plants. And what about this beer trap, which always gets mentioned? I mean, I've used those over the years, put some beer in a plastic container, but never seen too many drunk or dead snails and slugs around. I'm not convinced about that.
I think they're like wasp traps. I think they make you feel better if you catch a few slugs.
Yeah.
I gave up using them because I found I was catching lots of ground beetles, those are beneficial. They actually feed on slugs, young slugs, and so it seemed I was killing the good guys as well as the bad guys, so I rather gave up on those. It's such a waste of beer too, isn't it?
It is. I mean, what about pellets that are supposed to be non-dangerous to birds? I mean, sometimes it says that, you know, these pellets won't harm birds, etc. I mean, then do they work on the slugs and snails? That's the question.
I've tried them, but I have read about them, and next time I get any, I probably would try those.
Mm.
I mean, my one tiny container of the blue pellets so far has lasted me about 7 years. So, you know, they are something that it's really a nuclear deterrent, a last resort. And you really do need very few. If you read the instructions on the container, it does say that they must be put very, very thinly. You don't just sort of put a heap of them here and there.